11:15, Mabel Louise, hey, good morning.
Good morning, and good morning to all of you out there. Yes, it's cloudy, and yes, you need to smile and lift somebody's spirits. Yes, maybe I should just say the top of the morning to you today. Maybe I can give you a lift as you are maybe in a truck or a car or in the kitchen or wherever you are. I hope you're having a great day. I am. You know why? Because I get to be with you. Say, I have a very important announcement to make. This is National Day of Prayer. Did you know that? That's right. They're having a big meeting tonight in Washington, D.C., and I'm sure the news will be telling us who attended. And it's they're going to be praying, and the theme of the day, and it's a good one, is love one another. Wow, isn't that a great one? And there was a list of four things to pray for, and I don't have time on my broadcast to give them to you, but you can go to Google, and or you can go to National Day of Prayer and read them for yourself. And please, would you join me in praying for our national, for our wonderful country? We have such confusion and such hate and all the things that are going on. And maybe we just need to realize none of us have prayed enough. So let's be faithful today and pray for our nation. And then make it a habit to pray every day for those who are in authority over us. And by the way, I suggest if you would do this, I don't know how many of you have dinner together tonight as a family, but if you do, take time to pray as a family for our country. Your children need to be brought up to pray for their country and for their freedom. And our country really is in dire need of prayer. So thank you so much for joining me today. And I leave you with the verse. It's simple and short. It says, pray for those who have authority over you. Well, I've been on a series of messages concerning, or I should say covering, Psalm 23, verse by verse. And I pray that you've been blessed as I have in preparing them. Oh my goodness, it was such a blessing to my life. And I studied each verse diligently so that really my life, because I've got to get the message first before I can send it out to you. And I've been so blessed and assured of God's presence and his going about to restore my soul, just as David so beautifully stated in Psalm 23. Hopefully you can quote it with me for the last time, okay? Let's say it together, and then I'm going to break it down so that when you quote it, you can think about how it applies to your life. So let's go. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So let me kind of break it down so that when you quote or when you read the 23rd Psalm, you can think about how it applies to your personal life. So when you speak, the Lord is my shepherd, we need to think he is my personal shepherd, my very own. Or if not, then you think I need him, I need to make him my personal shepherd, if you haven't done that already. And then the next statement, when I say I shall not want, then you need to realize that Jesus is our providing shepherd. When we speak, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. Then we especially need to remember that he is a guiding shepherd. He wants to guide us in the right path and according to his will. And then when you quote, he leadeth me by the still waters, think of it as he offers you and me rest and refreshment for our soul. And oh, with all of us so busy and running here and there and having a tight schedule, how wonderful and pleasant it is to realize that he wants to lead us in those still waters and give us rest and refreshment. And then he restoreth my soul. How precious that statement is, because Jesus is a wonderful pardoning shepherd. Yes, he wants to forgive us of our sins when we confess them to him and we really repent. And then when we quote, he leadeth me in paths of righteousness, what he's saying here, that he is a light unto my path. There is a verse over in Psalm 119 that says that he is a light unto my path. And then when we quote, yea, though I walk through the valley of death, we can know for sure that his presence is with us and that he will go before us. Isn't that precious to know that? He promised that he would never leave us or forsake us. So he's going to be with us and go with us. And then when we say, I will fear no evil, we can think about the fact that greater is our God than he that is in the world. That is found over in 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. Meaning God is so much greater than Satan. And we don't have to stew and fret and worry. And if we know his word and quote it, like Jesus taught us to do, then we can know that we have victory over Satan. And then when we quote, he has prepared a table before me, we can realize that Jesus is our preparing shepherd. He goes before us and prepares our way. We just have to follow. That's the key. Follow his way. Because we know God's way is by far the best way. And then last but not least, when we quote, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Just think about it. we've come this far in our lives, well, surely he will go with us and continue that wonderful goodness and mercy. So you can think about that when you quote Psalm 23. So when I thought about the fact of this last statement, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, David is ending his prayer and his praise message. I was wondering, do you think he might have been in the synagogue and he was sharing his praise and prayer with the people? I think he was assuring the people, you and me and the people of his day, that if we love the Lord and allow him to be our good shepherd, that we can be assured that we will forever be with him, not only here on earth, but in heaven. And one of the reasons that I feel maybe David was in the synagogue or the temple worshiping with his people is the fact that he does refer and say the house of the Lord. Attending worship and having good, sweet Christian fellowship, to me, is really a little bit of heaven. It was a little foretaste of what heaven will be for those who have trusted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. I don't know about you, but when I miss church on Sunday, it seems my whole week is upset. And I just love hearing my pastor and the message that he brings to us directly from the Word of God. And I love the good fellowship of the people. So David is trying to encourage us to allow the Good Shepherd to be a dire part of our living every day. And from a shepherd's standpoint, David is meaning that he has taken the sheep through the valley to the mountaintop. They've come through the summer months, and now they're returning home. Yes, the sheep are well fed, they're contented, and I had to smile here, for I'm sure that he was greeting his neighbors and showing off his beautiful sheep. And I'm sure he told them how God blessed and allowed him to get home successfully. So, you know what? I like to brag on Jesus and share with others how good he's been to me in my life and how wonderful it is to know him as my Savior. And that's what David is doing for us. And so aren't we prone to want to brag on Jesus? I know I am. As Christians, we should be so proud to belong to him and proud to tell others how our good shepherd is blessing us daily. In the Amplified Version of the Old Testament, the last phrase is, "I will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever." What a thrill to know that our ever-present shepherd is with us, and his presence assures us of no lack in our lives. In other words, we live surrounded by his presence. I believe David is saying, I have my eyes in full view of the Lord at all times. And isn't that a blessing? So as I close this series of 23rd Psalm, let me remind you that the Good Shepherd laid down his life for his sheep. And since the beginning of time, religions have said that a lamb should give up its life for the shepherd. The shepherd would bring his lamb to the temple, lean with his weight on the lamb's head, and confess his sin. The lamb would then be slain, a life for a life. And now we know that the good shepherd gave up his life for his lambs. And I've read that this beautiful psalm is known by more people than any other passage in the Bible. So as I close, I pray that this has been good for you as it has for me, and given you maybe some new insights of the earthly shepherd and how he cared for his sheep, and then how our beautiful heavenly shepherd, our good shepherd, has and will care for you and me even better. So the Lord truly is my shepherd, and I know that I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Can you say that? I hope you can. God bless you and have a good day. Bye-bye.